So again, this will be a short session, but we'll continue it on Monday. So one of the general topics that's relevant to Shabbos and Yom Tov as a whole is actually Daf Yomi recently, if anybody is learning Daf Yomi. So the Gemara in Maseches Rosh Hashanah on Daf Tes tells us that there is an obligation to add on to Shabbos, that's a mitzvah min HaTorah. And the Gemara there also discusses its relevant this year. It's also a mitzvah of Tosefes Shavuos, that the Shemitah year, the parallel Shabbos that way, should also start early. It starts a month early. But the practice of starting Shabbos early, that now with this time of year, we feel it more often as a convenience. But it's not a convenience, maybe convenient also, depending on the individual. Those of us who have very busy Fridays, maybe it's an inconvenience, but it's also a mitzvah that the Gemara says that we see this from the Pasuk regarding Yom Kippur. The Pasuk in Parshas Amor talks about fasting Batisha L'Chodesh. It talks about fasting on the 9th. And the question is, that seems to not match what we observe as Yom Kippur. According to most Pasukim, Yom Kippur is the 10th of Tishrei. So a question could be asked, why does the Torah seem to misdirect us on that? Why is it talking about fasting on the 9th? So the Gemara says, Mikan Shemosifin Mikol HaKodesh, that this shows us that we can't just wait for Kedusha to hit us in the face, but we have to bring it in earlier. So therefore there's a concept of Tosefes, apparently a mitzvah min HaTorah, to not just start the observance on the day itself, but to start a little bit into the previous day, and that's what the Torah is talking about in reference to fasting on the 9th of Tishrei. That we borrow from the 9th of Tishrei and fast a little bit then. So according to most of the Rishonim, and this is how it sounds like from the Gemara, that there is a mitzvah midaraisa of Tosefes that comes out from this pasuk. The glaring exception is the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Shvisos HaAsur, the Rambam writes that there is an obligation, in fact, of what's very directly contained within the Pasuk, there's an obligation of Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. And even within that, he doesn't refer to a Tosefes on the Isser Malacha of Yom HaKippurim, but he refers to a Tosefes Inui, that we should start the fast early. But the idea that there is Tosefes by the Issur Malacha, and that there's Tosefes by every Shabbos and Yom Tov, so that he doesn't seem to necessarily include. And then it was a whole debate among the Achronim. Does the Rambam acknowledge a concept of Tosefes midrabanan, or does he not really acknowledge it at all, because the fact is he doesn't seem to talk about it at all? So that's basically a machlokas. Is there Tosefes, according to the Rambam, midrabanan, by a general Shabbos and Yom Tov, or is there no Tosefes at all? But he doesn't seem to include it in this pasuk regarding Yom Kippur. So we'll have to try to figure out a little bit what exactly is going on here, and what's the nature of this whole concept of Tosefes. What exactly is going on? And Tosefes, as far as we pasken, it seems like it does apply to Shabbos, and it seems like it applies to every Yom Tov. And that's going to pose a big question as far as Shavuos, because it's not obvious how we fulfill Tosefes in the context of Shavuos. There is a widespread Minhag Yisrael to not daven early Shavuos night, but to wait until dark. And how exactly does that stem with this? And one thing we'll see as we talk about this is that essentially Tosefes does seem to apply to every Yom Tov across the board, to every Yom Tov equally, with the exception of Rosh Hashanah, first days of Sukkot, Shmini Atzeres, the first days of Pesach, Shavuos, and Tisha B'Av. But other than that, every single Yom Tov has a concept of Tosefes equally, and we'll see how the different Yom Tovim have quirks that affect how it plays out. So Shavuos clearly is one of them, and we have to try to understand why that is. So we could start with the question of what exactly is accomplished when you start Yom Tov and Shabbos early. So are we to be so bold as to say that we actually can influence creation, that Shabbos is Saturday, halachic Saturday, from Friday night till Saturday night, And we actually have the ability to extend that time. That Kedushas Yontif, Kedushas Shabbos in this case, will become earlier because we say it's earlier. Is that really the case? That's pretty ambitious. Right? The Gemara actually says that the reason we make Kiddush on Yontif with the language of Mekadesh Yisrael v'Hazmanim, as opposed to Shabbos when we say Mekadesh HaShabbos, is because Yontif we have a little bit of influence on. Because we can decide to make a leap year, we can decide to make longer months, so we could theoretically influence the dates of the month, and therefore affect when Yontif comes out. But Shabbos is every 7 days no matter what, so we don't have any control over when Shabbos is. So this idea that we can make it earlier, that we can bring it in on our own schedule, is a little bit surprising, but maybe it's true. There were some who argued that that's the case, that Tosefis means that you actually have the ability to start Shabbos early, and boom, it'll be Shabbos full. So we'll call that the ambitious school. That's a very ambitious idea. There is another view, which a little bit less ambitious, which argues that that's not really possible. That Shabbos is going to start when it starts, and we have no control over it. We can't make it start any earlier than it would otherwise start. So what's the idea of Tosefis? If you're going to tell me that we actually do have the power to make it Shabbos, so that's very ambitious, but if it's true, we understand why. Right? From a symbolic perspective, then it's about increasing Kedusha in the world, it's about showing a proactive attitude towards Kedusha, that we don't just take it in the minimal sense, but we'll embrace it earlier. We understand all that. But what if that's not the case? So what if it's not actually Shabbos when we start Shabbos early? So then it sounds like we're just pretending that it's Shabbos. So that doesn't seem to be so productive. Why would we pretend it's Shabbos if it's not actually Shabbos? We're a little old for make-believe. What do we accomplish by pretending that it's Shabbos? So there are those who suggest that the purpose of Tosefis Shabbos is to create a buffer zone, that we shouldn't come to be Mechal Shabbos because we're unsure of when it begins. Not even getting into the whole discussion of Ben Tam and the Gaonim and the whole story of when Shabbos should start, when it's Shkia, when it's Seis. That's one major discussion which we'll sidestep for now. And we'll also sidestep the whole Ben Hashmashos question of, there's a bunch of levels of suffix in terms of when Shabbos should start, right? Because we have what we call the twilight zone, hello, that we have Shia, is the beginning of the night process, and then Seisach Rochavim is the end of the night process, and in the middle is a suffix. So we don't know when exactly the night begins, whether it's Shkia or it's Seis or anywhere in the middle. And when is Shkia and when is Seis? That was a major machlokas among the Rishonim and among all the poskim later. So we have a couple of levels of suffix as to when Shabbos starts in general. But let's say we could decide all those machlokas, and let's say we could decide that Shabbos starts 7:26. Still, who knows if we know when 7:26 is, right? Our watches are not so accurate, and if we're going to say that we're going to keep on working up until 7:26, so we're still likely to make a mistake. So it could be that we abstain from malacha earlier in order to avoid an act of Chil Shabbos by crossing the line. And there's a medrash like this. A medrash in the beginning of Bereishis, the pasuk that, well-known pasuk, has a well-known question associated with it. And Chazal have different answers in different places. And the Torah tells us that God finished creating on the seventh day. And that seems to contradict the rest of the story of creation, that we understand that God created the world in 6 days and rested. Bless me. And rested on the seventh day. So what's the idea of saying he finished on the seventh day? So Chazal asked the question in different places with different answers. In one place, you have the answer that Menucha was part of the creation of the world. But here, the Medrash has a statement that it means that it's not really that creation was happening on the seventh. It's that if we had been there at the time, if we had been able to observe the process, it would have looked to us like Malacha was happening on the seventh. Because we can't perceive things as precisely as Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu he could do malacha right up to the last gazilla second before Shabbos, and then stop. And to us, it's so precise, if we had been looking, it would have looked like it was past the line. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu could work so close to the line, it looks to us like it's a seventh. Human perception would have been the seventh. But we can't distinguish. And therefore, says the Medrash, so because of this, Mosifin Michal HaKodesh. In other words, since we can't trust ourselves to know exactly where that line is, so we have to create this buffer zone and abstain from work earlier. Abstain from malacha earlier. Now, that sounds like it's basically a siddiq. Right? So, you might say that sounds like it's essentially a din d'rabbanan. Right? That Shabbos starts when it starts. And Chazal said, don't wait till then, but add on a little bit. So, okay, if it sounds like a d'rabbanan, and if we assume that the Rambam's position is that it's d'rabbanan, so then that works very well. But even if we maintain that it's a daraisa, like the other Rishon, or possibly either way, it could still be a siyag. I've mentioned many times the essay of Rabbi Yosef Engel in the Sefer Lekach Tov. Rabbi Yosef Engel has an essay where he posits the question, do you ever find anywhere in the Torah where you have a din min ha-Torah? And it's really there to protect another din min ha-Torah, that it functions as a siyag. That even though that's normally how we understand dinam d'rabbanan, but maybe it's possible you have dinam d'Torah like that. So Rabbi Yosef Engel says, well, let me think about it for a minute, and then he comes up with about 17, 18 examples. Now each one is subject to a machlokas. If you say like this Rishon, you get a bunch of examples. So it comes out that one possible example on his list is that Tosafot Shabbos might be an example of something like that. It might be a din min ha-Torah. He lists this as part of his Rishima there, that it's a din min ha-Torah, but maybe still it functions as a siyak. It functions as a preventative measure to stop us from Chilul Shabbos. So that gives us two distinct theories, really, what Tosafot Shabbos is about. Is it there to add Kedusha to the world, because it actually accomplishes that, it increases Kedusha Shabbos? Or should we say that, no, it's not there for that purpose. It's there because it creates a buffer zone, but it's actually not Shabbos at all. So what difference does it make? Is it just matter because question of how holy you should feel? So when you bring in Shabbos, should you feel really holy, like it's full Kedusha Shabbos, or should you feel not so holy, like it's fake Shabbos? You know, what's the significance? So the significance is actually quite extensive. Because what about mitzvah saseh? What about positive mitzvahs? So if you have an obligation that has to be fulfilled during the time of Yantif, the time of Shabbos, so does that extend to the time of Tosefes? If you start Shabbos or Yantif early, can you fulfill the positive obligations of that time? So this has a number of practical applications. We'll start with one that's very not practical, just to illustrate it. I don't know if any of you were planning on getting married on Shavuos. It's not recommended, because, first of all, you're just going to be tired. But besides that, there's an Isser Daraisa. There's an Isser in our Torah to get married on Yantif. It's actually worse than getting married on Shabbos. Shabbos is an Isser Darabanan. To get married, and to get married even on a Chol HaMoed, is an Isser Doraisa, because of Simchas Yantif. And the Gemara says, Ein Ma'ariv in Simcha V'Simcha, that it's going to contradict, it's going to dilute the Simcha of Yantif if you choose to get married at the same time. Samachta V'Chagacha V'Lo B'Ishtacha. So, can you get married during Tosefes Yantif? Let's say you'll start Shavuos early. Can you get married during that time? So what's the question depend on? That if we say that the presence of Simchas Yantif means that you shouldn't dilute it with the Simcha of your wedding, so then the question becomes, so what about during the time of Tosefes? Is there an application of the time of the mitzvah of Simcha during that time? So that seems to be a machlokas, 2 days in Tosfos and Maseches Ksubis and Daf Mem Zayin. There the Gemara discusses as a phrase over there in the Gemara that implies that somebody marries off his daughter on Yontif. So Tosfos asks, but you can't do that. That's a violation of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. So Tosfos gives two answers. One answer is that, well, we all know that the real Simcha of the wedding is the meal. That's the real celebration. So maybe they got married on Yontif, but the Suda was before Yontif, so it's not a problem. The other answer Tosfos gives is that maybe the wedding took place during the time of Tosefos, implying that the time of Tosefos is not subject to the prohibition of Simchas Yontif, or the presence of the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif, which creates the prohibition to get married. So that's not a very practical example. The other examples are a lot more practical. But it illustrates this question of when you bring Yontif in early, so does that just mean you're abstaining from Malacha? Or does it mean that it has the full elements of Yontif for all intents and purposes? So one very practical question that's much more practical than getting married on Yontif, perhaps especially getting married during Tosefos Yontif, maybe this is the opposite end of practicality, this is extremely practical. I mean, what's the, one of the main reasons why everyone starts Shabbos early in the summer, and especially if they have little kids at home, right? So what do they want to do? They want to have dinner early. So the question is, does that really work? Because dinner, Friday night, is a mitzvah of Suda Shabbos. Right? So presumably, Suda Shabbos has to take place during the time of Shabbos itself. So if you start Shabbos early, is that really a valid time for Suda Shabbos? Maybe we should say that, no, you're abstaining from Malacha during that time. But that doesn't make it Shabbos. And if you have a mitzvah that has to take place on Shabbos, so then it can't take place during a time that's just fake Shabbos. So the truth is, this was a machlokes HaRishonim, and it was a machlokes in the later poskim as well. So Tosfos in Maseches Pesachim and Daf Tzadik Tes in Beis, the very beginning of the 10th parak of Pesachim, Tosfos raises this question, kind of backhanded way. Because the Mishnah over there, at the beginning of the 10th parak of Pesachim, the Mishnah says, Arvei Pesachim samach l'avincha v'yochal adam ad shetechshach, right? You have to preserve your appetite for the Seder, so therefore you shouldn't eat until it gets dark. In other words, until you start your Seder after nightfall. So Tosfos asks, well, why Achitechshach? Why don't we say until the Seder? And maybe you'll start the Seder earlier. Maybe you'll bring Pesach in early, and you'll start the Seder then. Just like we do, says Tosfos, on a Friday night. Friday night, we'll start Shabbos early, and we'll have our meal while it's still light outside. So why is the Mishnah assuming that it's Achitechshach? So Tosfos has two answers, one of which we'll mention first, is that maybe that premise is wrong, that there were Rishonim who said that Friday night you can't do that either. So that's the answer. You can never start your meal early, or you can never at least fulfill the mitzvah early. And maybe that's a little bit more complicated Pesach night than it is on an average Friday night, but that you always need Achitechshach in order to fulfill your meal. So that's already 2 days in Tosfos. One opinion that thought it was the difference between Pesach and Shabbos that had to be explained. And one that didn't. So that seems to represent one machlokas on this issue. Can you fulfill your obligation of Suda Shabbos during the time of Tosefos? So this machlokas was not just in the Rishonim, the Achronim carried this out as well. And it turns out that there is a machlokas about this between the Taz and the side of the page of the Shulchan Aruch and the Maharshal. And that this machlokas between the Taz and the Maharshal repeats itself at least two more times. So machlokas l'shitaso that comes up again and again. But the Taz's position basically was that when you bring in Shabbos early, you have flipped the day. It is now Shabbos for all intents and purposes. And therefore you can fulfill your meal during that time. While the Marshal thought, no, the Marshal thought that you're essentially pretending that it's Shabbos. You can't really fulfill your obligation. And you'd have to eat after dark. Now, in practice, if one wants to be choshesh to this Marshal, it's not as hard as it sounds, because you still could eat early with your kids. It doesn't necessarily mean that you can't eat anything earlier. Pesach will be more complicated, but the average Friday night, you could still really start your meal earlier. And you would just have to have a kezias after dark in order to fulfill the mashal. You're probably going to ask about Kiddush.
Yes.
So Kiddush is the elephant in the room, because Kiddush clearly should be a nafkamina about this. So Kiddush has its own twist to it, and that we'll have to continue next week, because we've got a whole story to it, and it'll keep you wondering all Shabbos what's going on. And it'll probably go crazy, but you know, it'll be worth it, because it'll give you motivation for next week. So we'll have to answer the Kiddush question separately. But assuming Kiddush is somehow not a problem, so if the issue is just you have to have food after dark, so theoretically you could still start your meal early with the kids, and then later on make sure to have a kezias after dark if you want it to be machmir for the marashah. But this machlokas is the same machlokas, the 2 days in Tosfos and Psachim. Can you be yotze or suda Shabbos during the earlier slot? Now the other answer Tosfos asked, just as far as Pesach is concerned. So what about if you can normally do that, so how come you can't do it Pesach night? Right? That's the big issue for the kids also. We do go to such extent to try to keep the kids awake Pesach night, but we're stacking the deck against ourselves because we start so late, especially nowadays we always change the clock before Pesach. So it becomes very difficult to keep them up if we're starting so late. So why is it that we start so late? Why don't we do what we could do every other Friday night then, if that's how we assume, and start early? So Tosfos has an answer to that. Reb Chaim explained it a little bit more, although the answer is really pretty much already in Tosfos, that the Seder is not about Pesach alone. That, let's say, for example, a mitzvah of matzah, if you would have matzah the next morning, Pesach morning, so that's Pesach d'oraisa in every sense of the word, is completely Pesach, but you still wouldn't be yotze, because matzah doesn't only require Pesach, it needs Pesach night. So it could be that you're bringing in Pesach early, yeah, that was fully effective, but that it should be considered the night, that much is not going to necessarily accomplish. So that might be an exception. As we indicated before, every yontif seems to have its own quirk. So Pesach might be an exception that you can't fulfill the mitzvah of matzah during that time. And then the question becomes, all right, so matzah I can't do, but maybe I could still make Kiddush. We just said that Kiddush Friday night seems to have an answer. So what about making Kiddush Pesach night? You gain a few minutes if you start Kiddush at least before dark. So that also doesn't seem to work. Why not? So there are different reasons why not. One opinion is that it's because the Kiddush Pesach night does double duty. That it's Kiddush, but it's also the first of the Dalet Kosos. So if the Dalet Kosos are meant to be formulated around the Seder, around the Matzah and the like, so then maybe that also requires night. So even if other nights of the year you can make Kiddush before dark, but not Pesach night because it has to be part of the Seder. The Taz mentions another fascinating idea, that maybe you could say it's a deficiency in the issue of Kiddush B'Makom Suda. That Kiddush B'Makom Suda, we normally relate to that as a physical location issue. That if you make Kiddush in one place, and the Suda is going to be somewhere else, then that's a problem. But here the Taz says a Kiddush, that it's also a temporal concept. That if you make Kiddush at a certain time, and that time is not roi for the Suda, you can't fulfill the Suda during that time, so then the Kiddush is also ineffective. That the Kiddush is essentially separated from the Suda by halachic categories.
Why can't we say that Friday night as well?
So Friday night, I mean, if you want to say
like the Taz.
Like the Marshal, you know, like you said, they have to wait?
Yeah.
So that's also an interesting question, although it wouldn't necessarily go as far, because you could eat probably, but you may not be yotze the mitzvah. So maybe it would be Kiddush B'Makom Suda, but it wouldn't necessarily be a fulfillment of the mitzvah of the Suda. You'd have to keep eating. So, but that also was open to some interesting discussions. So unfortunately, because of that conflict, I apologize. We'll have to stop here. We'll continue, God willing, on Monday at 7. So we'll explain a little bit more how we see this Machlokas.